Bricks, do you have any idea why we're starting off segment three with some fine circus music?
I would imagine we're talking New York Jets
football. We are talking some New York Jets football. The absolute dumpster fire that is training camp in Cortland. If you haven't heard what's going on there, get anywhere near a television and put on something to do with ESPN.
You
and within
have heard.
30 seconds, you will hear some Jet training camp news.
I don't even think you need to turn on ESPN. You can be reading the Huffington Post fashion section, and they got Tim Tebow without his shirt on.
Oh, it is just ludicrous. ESPN, I think, has like 9 different people there, and all of them are like good names. Like they didn't send like some junk dude who does ESPN news. Like they sent like Hannah Storm, Stephen A., Sal Pal,
they got their A-team out there.
They have the starters.
Their B team is in London covering the Olympics. Their A team is at Jets camp.
Jets camp. What a mess.
And then they have like Pedro Gomez over in Denver or something covering Peyton.
Right. And I think they got like one dude covering the what is it? The Super Bowl champion New York Giants.
They have no national media. I mean, we've been there with the media.
It's just Ohm. It's Ohm Young.
They have ESPN New York's guy there. That's it. They have nobody else. I think they're probably going to
show up, but they're not going to put up a special friggin' broadcast station and tent at. When is the new ESPN channel?
And that's, you know,
ESPN Tebow. When is that coming?
To harken back to which type of team you like, that's one of the reasons. If the Giants go 13-3, win the Super Bowl this year, the national media coverage will give us the respect we deserve, and they will be there first day of training camp.
Right.
That's why I want that team. I just want the respect. You don't get the respect when you're a world beater. You get the respect when you're expected, and you win.
It's absurd, but whatever. What I do love is the quotes that are coming out of Jet Camp. Like, these just absurd... Sometimes athletes say things, and you know that that's the answer they have to give because it's the politically correct thing, and like you know that they don't want to start a controversy.
Right.
But you also know that what the answer they're giving you is the farthest thing from their mind, and I think that's what we're getting a lot of. So, new game. You ready for this, Bricks?
Yeah.
This is going to be called, it's a working title, What They Want to Say. So here's how it's going to work.
Good title. Really clever.
Yeah, I spent hours thinking of that. I consulted with a creative team.
It's a working title. You got to get the sounder, too.
What They Want to Say.
I'm actually just going to cut that up. We'll go with that.
That probably will work pretty well.
So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to play a soundbite that we've received from Jet Camp or wherever, and we're going to listen to how the specific athlete deals with said question, and then we're going to pot it up again. Let the reporter ask the question, and one of us will say what the athlete actually wants to say. So here's an example. This was at the very beginning of training camp. Mark Sanchez was called Tim Tebow, but was called Tim by a reporter. And so here's how Mark dealt with it.
Treat us really well.
Tim.
I'm Mark.
I know. I'm sorry.
No problem. Treat us really
well. All right,
well.
So there you go. It was just kind of, he dealt with it.
He laughed it off.
Laughed it off. It was nice. You know that was not in his head. So I'm going to play Mark Sanchez here.
Treat us really well.
Tim.
Aw, come on.
I know.
Really? Really? What? Tim? I'm the starter. What are we doing? Come on. All right, so there was me as Mark Sanchez, and there's a couple more. Bricks, you ready to do one?
Yep.
You are going to be Mark Sanchez here as well. This was him talking to Hannah Storm about when the Jets acquired Tim Tebow.
What was your reaction when the team traded for Tim Tebow?
You know, I figured,
initially,
I figured right away that, you know, there's a good reason for it. There's, you know, I trust Mike Tannenbaum, I trust Mr. Johnson, I trust Rex to put us all in great positions to succeed. And the real reason is he's a great football player. He can do a lot of things on special teams, on offense. He can do it all. And it could be a great changeup for us. It could keep defenses off balance. And other than that, he's a hard worker. He's another great personality to have on your team. So he fits right in with us, and we all have a good time together.
All right, so that was Mark Sanchez saying, given the PC thing, that he welcomes Tim Tebow, he wants him here, he's excited to have him here. You think that's what he's thinking?
I'm going to go ahead and say no, not necessarily.
All right, well, here's how Pierce Brooks would have handled it. Here's what Mark Sanchez really thinks.
What was your reaction when the team traded for Tim Tebow?
Are you kidding me? Are we being serious here? Tannenbaum, Rex, is that what we're doing? That's what you think of me? And here's my other problem. You're going to tell me that this God-loving SOB works out harder than me. He's going to push me in the weight room. You know why that guy works out so hard? Because he never gets laid. He never gets laid. The dude's chewing ice cubes or in meetings all day long. Of course he's bench pressing like crazy. You know how much pent-up energy that guy has? I can't live up to that. Nobody can live up to that. You know why? Because I get tang.
I get tang. On ecstasy. On ecstasy?
Well, no, he's a professional athlete. Can't be going out partying like that. There's a strict drug policy in the NFL.
All right, so that is how Mark Sanchez wanted to answer that, but couldn't. And this is when we were at Giant Camp the other day, OCU Manure got asked the question, how does he feel about the Jets getting so much attention when they failed to make the playoffs and were a friggin' mess at the end of the season, but the Giants won the Super Bowl and they get no attention? So this is what OC said. Very giant-like answer.
How about the contrast here compared to the Jets?
One more question.
They've got like twice the media. Mm-hmm. ESPN is camped out there for four straight days. Yeah. Do you guys defend any Super Bowl champs? Any chip on your shoulders because of it? Or
nah, not at all.
Like
this is just what we do. This is the way we've always been. When there's no contract situation surrounding me, there's really not much to talk about. We're all just very low-key, laid-back type of people. So. I think that's the approach we take. We try to do most of our talking on the football field, and that's what we've been able to do over these last couple of years.
All right. I think, by the way, what made that sounder was the construction equipment backing up at the end.
That's
very
nice.
Great. All right. So, Bricks, you want to take this one?
I would love to take
this one. All right.
This
is OCU Manure, what he really thinks.
How about the contrast here compared to the Jets?
One more question.
They've got like twice the media. Mm-hmm. ESPN is camped out there for four straight days. Yeah. Do you guys defend any Super Bowl champs? Any chip on your shoulders because of it? Or?
Nah, not at all.
To be honest, I love this. If the Jets get all this media because they do gimmick things like sign Tim Tebow, imagine how much money they're going to throw at me to quote-unquote steal me from their crosstown rival next offseason. I'm looking at a 10-year, $100 million deal from these fools. Give them all the publicity they want. It just helps my contract negotiations next offseason.
I mean, that's not where I thought you would go with that, but I like it. Probably true. So there's OC Manure. There's some other great sound bites from the NFL, but there was one. I get swept up in the Olympics. I don't know about you. I'm totally swept up in the Olympics. And swimming is big right now. Ryan Lochte, Michael Phelps, whole deal.
Do you avoid checking your Twitter account, checking the internet to...
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. For me, though, the swimming has been awesome to watch. And I was intrigued by this Ryan Lochte Phelps battle. How Lochte's been built up? Like, he is as good as Michael Phelps. You might be better than Michael. Blah, 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 blah. And I always thought it was ridiculous. And then it was proven to me a couple times this Olympics by Lochte just underperforming. And so a couple nights ago, 4x100 meter relay. Did you see this? The freestyle. Lochte goes in the pool fourth. He's got a sizable lead. Loses the lead, and the Americans take silver.
Wow.
Lochte lost
it.
He lost it for us. The French, of all people.
Oh.
He lost it to the French. The first time the French haven't surrendered in the past 140 years, and it's to Ryan Lochte. And so he was Michael Phelps, asked about the relay after the race.
How did you feel about the race?
You know, we knew it was going to be tough. You know, these guys put together, a lot of them can put together a fairly quality relay. And, the French swam well. The thing about relay is it's start to finish. And they swam a good race. And then, I know we put our four best guys up that we thought we could, have a shot. And we went out there and swam as hard as we could. You know, being able to be on the medal stand isn't too bad, though.
All right, so that was Phelps post-race. Here's what I think he wanted to say.
How did you feel about the race?
I got to tell you, I felt great about the portion of the race I did. I thought the first three guys, these guys over here, we were great. We had that lead. We built it up. We were terrific. And then Lochte over here jumps in the pool and craps his pants, and we lost. So how do I feel about the race? I'm a little pissed about the race, I got to be honest. That was my gold medal, and that's I don't ever want to hear him compared to me again. That guy is junk. If I was in that pool four, I should have swam both legs, and I'd have brought home the I could have swum all four and got home the gold. Screw that guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what he thought.
I'm sure that's exactly what he thought. That is nothing.
Are you kidding me? I will say one thing, and I say this in a completely platonic way. Ryan Lochte looks like a better version of Daniel Craig.
Better version of Daniel Craig?
That dude.
Better. You're saying he's a better version of Daniel
that
Craig?
That dude is a stud. I would like my daughter to date that man.
Really?
Actually, no. I wouldn't want that
you would
at all.
Not want your daughter. You want your daughter to date Tim Tebow. Chewing on them ice chips
yeah,
all day long.
Exactly.
That's what you want.
Fuck it up with the Tebow.
I want my daughter to be Olympic sprinter Lolo Jones, or Olympic hurdler Lolo Jones, who is in the Tebow camp in terms of the nothing before marriage. I would like her to be my daughter.
Lolo Jones posters up in my daughter's room for days.
And I would like her to date Tim Tebow. And then I could go to bed.
Speaking of actual
every
hot
night
chicks, which is what I'm all about.
Yeah,
aside
actual
from
hot
occasional Lochte comments. Lolo Jones is a babe. Does she not look like the chick from Parks and Recreation, who's also in I Love You Man? I can't think of what her name is, but she looks a lot like that chick. Do you know who I'm talking about?
The chick from Parks and Rec.
She's in Parks and Rec. She was, I think, in The Office as well for a little bit. She was.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
they look exactly the same. They're doppelgangers.
It's, God. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm excited for the track and field to start.
I'm not. I have to cover it.
You have to cover the track and field?
It's my responsibility here at 104.5 The Team. I got track and field. And you know what the problem is with track and field?
What's the problem with track and field?
In covering track and field?
Yeah.
What do I have to prioritize? Because there's 150
there's
track
so
and field
many
events.
Pentathlon.
Yeah.
The decathlon.
You know, Noah comes in, who's our
Spelling
superior
bee.
Here, and he says, well, I'll take basketball. Okay, fine. I could write you that blog already. USA wins, USA wins, USA wins. They take the gold. I mean, you really, good for you, you go-getter. You take the basketball.
Actually, I think he's got them all scheduled up on online already.
Katie comes in. I'll take the swimming. That thing is chock full of storylines, aside from Lochte's good looks. You have the Lochte-Phelps built-in conversation, Phelps versus world records. Phelps. I mean, that's a storyline. I could write that before the race happens.
But here's the storyline.
Pierce, why don't you take track and field? Here's a bunch of no-names. You have to write 877 blogs about the discus.
I am so excited for Pierce Bricks breaking down triple jump.
Yeah.
Triple jump, triple jump.
I can't do it. Well, the person jumped three times. Then the next person jumped three times a little bit farther. I can't break that down. I don't know. You know. I mean, I'm sorry. 104.5 is full of rich, amazing content. 104.5theteam.com. However, if I were you, I would maybe just browse over the track and field coverage because it's not going to be very thorough and insightful.
You can check 104.5theteam.com and the Two Guys, One Mic podcast for Olympic coverage throughout these London Games, even if it is slightly grudging.
And if you want to know if I think Lolo Jones is fast or slow, I will let you know that in a blog content inspiration piece. 104.5
Boom.
The Team. We'll be back with an outrageous claim.